Hi there, dear friends, how are you doing? Good time. Okay, welcome Emotional Mastery main text. How can you manage your emotional? How can you control your emotional? You feel better and stronger while you are learning English. How you are going to use physiology to master your emotional? It's easy to say that and feel good while you are learning English, but unfortunately a lot of people, they feel bad and feel bored, and so we have to learn some methods and some techniques to control and manage our emotional. I remember the top expert language acquisition and the famous teacher in the world, they said, and directly, success comes from emotional. In fact, 80% is success of emotional, and the emotional are so important, more than methods, you know. And because of this, you must learn some techniques. And number one, posture. Posture, I said before, related to your body, and you put shoulders back and chin up and eyes up and big grin and big smile, you know. And then breathing deeply, not shallow breathing deeply, just 1, 2, or 3 minutes, do it. And then your face, you gotta control your face. Do you know why? Because your face shows emotional. Your face also can create it emotional by smiling big, by faking, by making yourself big a smile, pretending, looking like stupid person. It doesn't matter. And movement. And I want to move your body every time while you are learning English. Even better is to go walk and get out and to walk and to street, and you can to go to gym and some exercise. It's better. You can to give and keep your energy high. And then this is the opposite of everything you learn in the school. The school, they told you don't move it, don't laugh, and sit your chair. It's they became your body stiff. It's bad habit, because you have a bad pessimistic. And then I advise for you every time, learning and everything lesson, when you have a bad feel and tired, don't to quit. Just pause your iPad, your computer, and give yourself a little break, and you can and listening some favorite music and dancing, and make yourself and make your posture strong again. Wake up your body and do this every day and every time, and then you start learn English. Thank you for listening to my voice.